When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. We're 20 minutes now from what you drinking, what you thinking as we enter hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, five-time Super Bowl champion Cowboys, and one-time World Series champion Texas Rangers. Thanks for making us part of your day. What you drinking, what you thinking is it's on deck. And here's the Chief, who's at the batter's box with an edition of the finest.
Man, I cannot wait to play this Jerry clip here in a minute for you guys and see how y'all took it in with K&C earlier today, because I thought it was hilarious. It was very honest, and it was kind of poking at somebody. But first, here's a Falcons stat of the day for you. The Falcons are last in the NFL with 6 sacks, and that puts them on pace to finish with 13, which would tie for the second fewest by any team since at least the 2000 season, according to True Media. Mm. So, if this offensive line can't look like good, mm-hmm. I'm not even thinking average. If the offensive line can't look good and they can't open up some respectable holes, like if you come out of this game and you're not averaging over 4 yards per carry, and if Dak has any more than maybe one sack, then it's like, okay, what is going on here? This should be the opportunity. This has to be the get right game offensively.
Yeah, and the Falcons are probably seeing this as a get right game as it was in 2018, maybe the Adrian Claiborne 6-sack game.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Chaz Green.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if they double their sack total in this outing,
My
Chief.
Goodness. Yeah.
Well, offensively, we know what they want to do, but man, I didn't realize they divvy it up pretty nicely between Drake London and Darnell Mooney. I mean, that's the only two teammates to each have more than 500 receiving yards this season.
Wow.
So, impressive. I mean, they get
Pitts
it.
Pitts has been going off too.
Pitts has definitely been good. Better than he's been, starting to at least look solid. And okay, after seeing what George Kittle just did to you, we should fear him greatly. But hopefully there's a better plan than Donovan Wilson on Kyle Pitts, even though it is going to be slim pickings in the secondary with the way this injury outlook is right now.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs will be a game-time decision. Bland's out. And so this is going to be a challenge for sure. Now, in the red zone, Drake London leads the league in red zone target share.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the guy that once they get down inside the 20, you would think maybe it'd be Kyle Pitts. Mm-hmm. But Drake London, he's obviously a bigger body wide receiver, and they're feeding him there. And it's working out for him. He's scoring some touchdowns this year and having himself a nice season. But that's the guy. You get down into the red zone, I'm interested to see what the plan is, and do they just say, hey, we got to double Drake London when we get down here, because clearly that's their main plan. And then they're going to run the ball at you, and they want to get to the edges. Bobby had a great breakdown earlier today with Sean and RJ, and some of the numbers are pretty wild with just how well they get outside off tackle, and Bijan in particular. My goodness, that dude can really hurt you out there on the edge. So we heard Mark Schlereth with us 2 weeks ago, stink, every Tuesday with us at 4:40. This is the type of mindset. We got to have a Mark Schlereth type of mindset on Sunday for the defense, and particularly that defensive line.
I'm better than you, and I know that I'm better than you. And so there is no chance of you ever edging me.
And that's it. Okay. There's got to be no chance of it. That has to be when you're in the tunnel right there, walking out, and you're hyping up the defense, whoever that leader's going to be. Hopefully it's our guy Eric Kendricks. I think he's got it in him. But they are going to attack your edges, and Mark Schlereth would never let that happen to him. Please don't let it happen to you.
Well, and the Cowboys have faced the highest percentage of carries outside of the tackles this season. So this is something that teams are exploiting. It's the highest rate any defense has faced since 2016 when next-gen stats started. So the Cowboys have not been good when it comes to perimeter runs, and they've been exploited all season long. So this won't be new for them, but I'm sure Atlanta, it's going to be a challenge.
I do feel like as a side result, maybe they've been more sound, playing less hero ball, you know? So maybe they can avoid a massive edging, you know, on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm to the point now where if I was McCarthy, I'd be thinking about doing at least like a Saturday night celebrity shot style, bring in Stink and just have him break it down for the team. You know what I mean? Like, this is the mindset, fellas. At the very least, you know, we can send him the clip and just play it on a loop for like whatever McCarthy was going to dedicate Saturday night before everybody goes night for like a pregame, get your mind right.
Yeah.
Just Stink on a loop for 5 minutes or so. All right, fellas, go to bed.
I feel like just listening to him talk about play in the trenches is inspiring for me. And dude, I'm not even a football player.
Oh, it'll get you fired up.
I love Stink, man. 440s on Tuesdays are just fantastic up in here. Okay, did you guys see Bill Belichick's little couples costume?
Yeah.
And the that was involved.
Good for you, Bill.
This dude is...
Do you think her friends are texting her like, honey, are you serious?
Yes, I guarantee it's happening, bro. Or, I mean, who
knows?
Out
there with the Gordon's fishermen.
They probably see her Cash App get blessed on the regular, and so they don't ask questions anymore.
Yeah, they probably want to trust a Gordon's fisherman, too.
Girl, he sleep by 9:30? Are you serious? We can still go out.
Yes. Shortly after the Wheel of Fortune, we'll swing by for happy hour.
Yeah. The photos of Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend in the couple's costume where he's a fisherman and she is a mermaid. And she is there right at the shoreline, and he has caught his big fish. One great catch as a 78-year-old dude or whatever. And the comments and everything, everybody was going pretty hard, but I felt like the best one came from Fitzmagic. He said, for all you 48-year-old hopeless romantics out there, just think your future person may not even be born yet.
That's a great shot right there.
Do we have any Tolos that have a spread like that, like a 50-year spread in their real life? I mean,
that's an all-time spread, dude.
I mean, I get it, right? You're at that age. You only live once. You're like, what? This gal is interested in me. I guess I'm going to date her, you know? But wouldn't you, like, stay home? I wouldn't want my kids finding these photos. It's just crazy, you know?
I'm just hiding.
Yes.
I'm thinking about the former Mrs. Belichick.
Oh. Right?
Oh, my God.
Do you say, I understand? Or
you didn't dress up with me as a mermaid.
Bro, she's dressing up as Kill Bill. That was her Halloween costume, bro. She dressed up as Uma Thurman, Kill Bill.
Still some vindictiveness.
Oh, yeah. There's no question, dude.
Still some feelings there.
Hey, well, because Bill's out here flexing, dude.
I mean, the most. You've never felt so happy and stuff like that. You know, those.
It's crazy.
He found the fountain of youth.
We saw that ring cam.
If you want to know.
Yeah.
If you want to know, gosh, that ring cam, yeah, it feels like it's very, very much so Bill Belichick in that ring cam. If you ever wanted any reason to just know for sure definitively why Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is the number one candy and the number one Halloween candy,
it's
because Dan Orlovsky has it as the number one most overrated candy for Halloween. So that's how you know common sense people who have normal palates and working taste buds will say, okay, that locks in Reese's as the number one definitive Halloween candy.
It's like counter trading Jim Cramer in the financial world. If he's bearish, you be bullish, you know, and you're going to be on the right track.
He's the what not to do guy.
Yes.
Like if Dan Orlovsky's your waiter, you say, like, what would you get here? And then you stay as far away from that particular item as possible.
Not getting that.
Here's Jim Harbaugh throwback story, where he's the head coach of Michigan. It's Halloween time. He takes Halloween very seriously, and it's another opportunity for coaching points for his own children.
Yeah, they've been working on them. I've tried to advise them to get two costumes. to be go-getters. You can hit the neighborhood in one costume, and better to jog and to run from house to house. Then you can get more candy than anybody else. Then you can come home, make a quick change into a second costume.
Come on.
And go hit those same houses again.
Is that what you did? Is it?
I did, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I did.
Two costumes. You run. You gotta be on the hustle, man. You gotta have a high motor. If you want all the candy, you gotta outwork everybody. He's coaching football at all hours of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him.
I that's great parenting. That's great coaching. Does anybody? I mean, he's starting to sound elderly,
and that's 5 years ago.
He is.
That was five years ago. Clip. Yes, I wish I would have saw it yesterday because I would have played it. It would have been more apropos on Halloween. But hey,
wow.
Such is.
Wow.
Now here is Jerry Jones, and KNC asked him a question today. Just what stands out to you here, gentlemen? Because Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is, you know, he's being pretty loud and vocal right now about the Cowboys need to make a trade. They need to do something like Amari Cooper style from 2018. Go get a guy and let's turn this season around. And the fellas in the masterpiece today asked Jerry that question.
Listen, first of all, let me talk about Michael. It's no secret, but for those who haven't heard me say it, Mike's probably one of the favorite people I've had in my life, much less as a player. And so when Michael talks, I listen. For instance, it was about 6 or 7 years ago that Michael passionately, publicly said, Jerry, pay Zeke. Pay him. He's the heart and soul. He's what the team is built around. Pay Zeke. Pay him what he's asking. Get him in here. So I'm smiling when I say that, but the point is, at a given time, we've all had that go. I've had it, and I've done it, and some of them work, and some of them don't work as well. But obviously, just to make a trade, but I know Michael would like for us to upgrade with that trade, not just make a trade to be traded.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be trite while you're trading either. I think Jerry would probably, you know, say, but, you know, I don't know what he means. Is he saying, you know, sometimes I listen to Mike and it goes great, like when we signed Zeke? You know, sometimes I do, but I got to be my own man here. And this time I'm gonna turn down the wisdom. Or is he actually acknowledging that contract was horrible?
I think he's acknowledging that was a bad one.
I think he is.
I mean, they did end up cutting him, you know, and then they bring him back, but I think he's kind of...
I think he's doing the thing where it's like, yeah, guys, I know, Michael...
I love Mike, and I listen, and I did once, and it backfired.
Exactly. I think that's what he's doing. Because then he says, I'm smiling when I say that. Like, ha,
love
ha,
him
ha.
Still to this day. All's, love Zeke, too, but ooh, that didn't go well for us.
And on the other hand, he's saying he thinks Zeke is great right now. And, you know, from what I understand, is the active participant in pushing him into the rotation instead of Rico Dowdle. So I don't know. I don't know how much you can take seriously what Jerry Jones is saying. I think he lost a lot of credibility in the offseason when he said he's all in. And ever since there, I just think he's losing his grip on being able to stir that drink, Chief.
Yeah, man. I think he's acknowledging that the playmaker had the idea of paying the money to Zeke, and we all miss on some of these.
And that
things.
Has to be a mistake from Jerry, right? He's not keeping his ducks in a row.
Definitely. Yes. I just,
wow.
I wouldn't expect him to fully admit or acknowledge that, but he did in sort of a roundabout way there. It's pretty great. And then this was an awesome interaction here. And
so my takeaway, I'm sorry to belabor this point.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
Not an idiot, right?
Right.
This is all calculated. Everything is, you know, he knows what the real is. He can see football. He still knows football. He's just not managing the team to optimize football ability.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Like I guess it's so confusing because he sells it so well on like, did this guy really thinks that Zeke's awesome still right now?
Yeah.
But he's also a great salesman.
Yeah.
And what Zeke brings right now is not necessarily production on the field, but in other ways that makes Jerry happy. With the big name and the jerseys and that kind of stuff. Okay, so here's Corey asked, like, hey, is there a trade that you could make on Tuesday that could steal headlines from the election?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Do it.
I mean, this is one of the biggest elections response. Once again. I think the entire world is going to be tuned in. I don't know what that trade would look like to become a bigger story on election night than.
I know. There probably isn't one unless it's like Dak or Micah.
Yeah, Micah. Right? Micah would. I mean, Micah's the only one that is even, I guess, feasible.
877-881-1053. They trade Dak and Micah. Are you coming off of the election coverage to watch the NFL Network for how long?
Oh, dude, yes. I mean, obviously we're more sportsy that way, but I certainly would. I mean, my goodness, that would be insane. Now this hypothetical involves Dak waiving his no trade clause and everything like that, but yeah. I'm here to play along.
I mean, early nuts. In the evening, you break that thing at 5 o'clock. I could see, but like as you get to 10:30, 11 o'clock, and the final swing states are getting their tallies in there, you know, assuming we don't have to have a recount or anything, hanging chads like 2000, anything like that. I don't know.
It'll be 2 weeks later before we get that thing figured out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Fox News is going to throw it over to Jay Glazer for some reporting here on what's going on with the Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, when we break away from Pennsylvania here to crazy. Go to the Star in Frisco, where the biggest story of the night is happening.
You won't believe it.
Yeah, Jay Glazer would be all over that thing. Football's finest on a Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. It's time now at 877-881-1053 for you to ring us up and tell us what you're drinking and thinking here on a football Friday night. Nothing's out of bounds. Maybe you want to touch on the Mavs and that disappointment from last night, what you think they need to do to get right, or Cowboys, Falcons, anything at 877-881-1053. And we're back with it here in the GBAC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Nation. Yeah, buddy, time now for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. Time for what you're drinking
and what you thinking
at 877-881-1053. Your one opportunity to call in to the fan while intoxicated in the process of catching a buzz. Only a couple of rules. Number one, you answer the questions. And number two, you're not operating heavy machinery, including an automobile at the time of the phone call. We'll go around the room, tell you what we're drinking, what we're thinking, then we'll get to your phone calls. Then LA Live is coming up about 5:40. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the on-time experts and by soda that is state-of-the-art. It's a hell of a football hour, isn't it, Woolchuck?
Oh, it sure is. The 5 o'clock football hour presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football.
Currently, I'm drinking my 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I'm thinking about what Stephen Jones told us an hour ago. Maybe they'll consider changing their strategies for how they're putting their football team together in the offseason. That sounds exciting. You know, maybe this has been a crossroads type of season where, you know, up until this point, they could say our plan is working. The only thing that stops us is when we have massive unpredictable injuries. And other than that, for the last 10 years, we've been in the championship hunt. Maybe they actually looked at it and said, wow, we had all those trips to the playoffs, but we're never a real threat. Maybe the folks in social media and on the fan are actually barking up the right tree here with this one. And I'm just excited because to even hear that maybe we need to rethink how we're doing this is something to be optimistic about.
That's the one reason to pull for rock bottom.
Yes.
Is to hope that there's the you know, you get some clarity after that.
Yeah, and what a great time to reconsider all your options when, you know, your plan has blown up in your face. If you don't do it then, I don't think you ever would. Well, Chuck, drinking, thinking?
I've been sipping on some water over here, and it's hard on today not to think about what a year ago today the moment was as the Rangers were able to win the World Series, and we want more of that, and that's why I think, you know, after 30 years, you're starting to feel that sense of irritation and frustration, and we're not buying the BS and the sales pitch anymore. Because the Cowboys, I think, are a lot of fans in DFW. They're their number one. I know I grew up, they're my number one. And I don't think anything would quite feel the same as to finally see the Cowboys back on top of the football mountain as Super Bowl champions. But what an amazing run that was, and the memories that we'll have forever a year ago today with the Rangers winning it, and then with the parade. And I'm hoping that, you know, maybe the Mavs and the Stars can do it, but the Cowboys just feel so far away right now compared to our other DFW teams.
Enchanted. I was just talking about that with my dad last weekend, how they were in town, and it was just such a special time. And I know so many generations of fans got to, you know, experience that with loved ones. And it is, you know, it's a core memory for me for the rest of my life, Chief.
Amen, dude.
What you drinking, what you thinking?
Amen. I'm drinking some organic coffee from, I believe, the soils of Peru.
Nice.
Alongside Lima? Some delicious water. I'm not totally sure if it was the capital or not, Walter. That was a good question. I'm thinking that we might have a new stat to monitor here. And we all love Stevie B, owner of the Clippers, spent $2 billion out of his own pocket. Okay, didn't make the fan base or the community pay for it, the taxpayers, out of his own pocket, with the vision of the Intuit Dome having the best home court advantage in the NBA. Of course, they start the season 0-3 at home.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's something for us to monitor here. Yeah. Not to poke fun at Steve per se, but just the Clippers in general.
Yeah.
We have enough reasons to hate him. This is a fun reason to continue to laugh at him. How far can we take this? I would love to get to 0-double digits. That's really all I'm asking for. And yeah. I feel like that's not too much to ask.
No.
Give me 0-10.
That would be pretty hilarious.
The first 10 yep. games we'll have historically, we'll always remember forever, the first 10 games of the Intuit Dome didn't see a Clippers victory.
I feel like the Mavs-Clippers rivalry is underrated, and we should embrace this narrative a little bit more.
Them. Yes, exactly. That's sort of where this is all stemming from.
I love it.
Yes.
I love what you're doing over there. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander is standing by drinking and thinking.
We all trust Steve Ballmer by holding up deodorant sticks. Yeah. Yours doesn't work! Yours doesn't work! I want to see that man invest in some shirts.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like he's been doing yard work by the second quarter.
Got all those towels in there, yeah. or those toilets in there, but we need some more showers,
Come
I think.
Come on, man. Help that guy out.
The great Dr. Jack Ramsey was self-conscious about that back in the day. You know, they'd wear the suits, and he put baby Pampers in his armpits
so
he wouldn't pit out.
Oh.
And the style was so loose-fitting back in the day, he went to fire his arm out to tell his guys to get back on defense. The diaper went flying out of his sleeve.
No.
Hilarious story.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
All your authority is gone after that moment.
What just happened?
Wait, is there pee in that thing?
Yeah. Dude, what was that? What am I drinking? I'm drinking coffee. I've had my second cup. I think it's the same coffee you're drinking there, Cheech.
Oh, the Peru stuff, right? Yeah, this is Peruvian. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, that's what I guess.
I thought that's what he said. Yeah. That's a great word, Peruvian.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he said it, it fired me up.
It's like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. I'll take two.
Mm-hmm. Got my sage with me. What am I thinking? I have thoughts. I don't think I should share them.
Okay. Yeah. Safe space.
I don't think I should share. It's not a safe space. It's not. That's what I'm going to tell RG3, too. Every time he tweets, this is a safe space. Then he asks a question. He's like, yo, this is Twitter. This is not a safe space.
Not safe.
RG3, stop gaslighting us like that.
It's pretty toxic.
The comments are very hopeful. Clearly not safe.
Nah, let's just go do the fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
At 877-881-1053, we start at the top here. Line one is Tim in Carthage. What you drinking? What you thinking, Timbo?
Hey, Gavin. How are you doing, man?
Terrific.
I'm drinking, like all legends do on a Friday afternoon, a little bit of tequila in honor of Kenny.
Salute.
And, Gavin, I need you to do me a favor, Gavin. I need you to tell me, when did we lose the 2025 World Series?
I haven't done that yet. I don't know where you're going.
Right. That's right. We haven't. So what we need to do is we need to start saying we celebrate last year and we look forward to 2025 because we're going to win one then. That's going to be our motivation for 105.3, the fan, home of the Rangers. Now,
hell yeah.
That brings me to Zach. Yeah, Zach, my favorite moment last year during the parade is whenever I called. I was driving, I called, and you said, Pappy, number one, I normally don't call you during working hours, and you said, Pappy, I'm working. And I said, I know you are, and I love you, and I wish I was there. And you said, well, we love you too, and goodbye. And Lucius said, you know, when I grow up, I want to be Tim and Carthage. Yeah. And then old drunk Brian, he jumped in and he said, when I grow up, I want to be Tim from Carthage too.
Yeah.
Well, hell, Brian's only 8 years younger than me right now as it is. But after yesterday's rant, I'll tell you right now, he grew up real quick yesterday and he became a classic Tim. Now, that brings me to Lucius, and Lucius, I haven't forgot you. I know that Veterans Day is coming up a couple of weeks from now, and you still ain't getting no weed or women, but you are going to get something. And that, you know, that brings me to Fred and Blake. Fred, one of them two boys is a veteran, and I can't figure out which one it is.
It's Fred.
So I'm going to have to send them both some these nuts.
There you go, Pappy. Saddest ones of all time.
Thanks, Pappy.
Open to line at 877-881-1053 here on your home of the future World Series champion, Texas Rangers. Rodeo Ron's online, too. What you drinking, Ronnie?
We're drinking a little bit of Jim Beam and a splash of Dr. Pepper. But thank God it's not NyQuil no more because the flu is gone. The woman, the future wife, she's home from the ICU from last week, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But you know what my greatest memory about last year was? It was Sunday last year. It was game one of the World Series where I proposed to my beautiful woman at right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Sure did.
And then on November 1st last year, the Rangers did what I said they're going to do. They won the World Series. Now, when I was at the hospital last week with my beautiful angel, while she was getting, you know, fixed up, and they had her on the wires and all that stuff, I found a new floor. It's on the 7th floor of Dallas Medical Center. It's called the ISU. And that's where the Dallas Cowboys need to go. It's called the I Suck Unit. But thank God, though, don't bet on the Cowboys. Don't bet against the Cowboys because you're going to lose either way. And remember one thing.
Yeah.
If you're not rolling with 105.3 The Fan, drinking Jim Beam with Rodeo Ron on a Friday evening, where the F you at, baby?
I love it. Fiance's in the ICU. The man's working his next what you drinking, what you thinking phone call.
It's the ISU. The I Suck You.
Hold on, honey. This is genius. I got to write this down.
Hell, he was right. He was on
the I Suck
there.
Unit.
He nailed it.
Love you, Black. Love you, Rodeo Ron. Line three is another gentleman we have feelings for. It's Black and Gold B out there. And a good evening. What you drinking, sir?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, I'm still dropping right now, so I'm just drinking a bottle of water. But as soon as I get home, I'm going to crack open a cold Yingling Light.
Cheers.
And I'm thinking that this is going to be a really great weekend, man. I got a four-day weekend coming up, and my little man turns 4 on Tuesday, so we're just going to have a blast and just celebrate him all weekend, try to just have a good time. Hope he enjoys every day. And that's pretty much it, man.
Salute.
And before I go, the song I'm going to recommend, whenever my son was born, my wife said that this was his song, so that's the song I'm going to recommend. It's The New Kid in Town. It's by the Eagles.
Nice.
And y'all have a great weekend.
It's a classic. Thank you, Mike and Gold B. Yeah, happy birthday.
What a guy.
Must have had a great time at Halloween with the little one last night. And thanks for that barbecue seasoning that you gave me last week. It really did the trick. Here, line four is, I think, when I think of this caller, I think, like, if there was a president of the United States and he was from Texas, he would talk like this next caller, Big Jim, on line four. What you drinking, Big Jim?
Well, my fellow Tolos.
Yeah.
Well, hey, fellas. Thank you, Gavin. That's a real nice thing to say.
Salute.
Breaking anything right now. I'm actually heading to go get me some catfish, and quite frankly, I'm a little parched. So I'm going to get me something to sip on. I was thinking, well, Steve Jones, when he came on, he said that he thought that he maybe they'd think about doing things differently. Let me tell you, the last time I said I'd maybe think about something is when I had to go get my hemorrhoid operated on. I was like, well, maybe I'll think about it. You know, everybody says that's minor surgery, but you know what the definition of minor surgery is? It's when somebody else has it done. But I tell you one thing, the Cowboys have turned into quite the hemorrhoid. It's a major irritant. And I think
I think you're probably right. They're going to think about it because I figure they're going to go after Bill Belichick and his mermaid. They're going to bring her to town and him to town, and he ain't going to go along with the way they've been doing stuff. Well, so second thing, I just figure this. You guys are all good on the social medias. I think leading up to the game on Sunday, y'all need to do one of them hashtags, and it needs to be Free Rico. Because we need that fella to get out there and get some yards. I'm done with Zeke. You know, let's put him out to pasture. Maybe he'll get in the Hall of Fame or something. But let's get us a hashtag going, Free Rico.
I love it. Fellas, I
appreciate you. Thank you for all the joy this week. And I'll talk to Walchuk and Brownis on Sunday night. And we'll have a good one. Y'all have a good one, fellas.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks, he goes. Jim. Big Jim. Yeah, I caught his call last week as I was on my way home from a Cowboys watch party. And, yeah, we can hope, you know.
Free Rico.
Yeah, Free Rico. I think you might need a pardon from Big Jim first. Here's line five, Cody. You're in the nation. What you drinking, Cody?
I'm drinking a good old Mr. Pibb.
Very nice. What you thinking?
Man, I don't know. They say it's not as good as Dr. Pepper, but respectfully, I disagree. I think it's just as good. Okay. Man, what I'm thinking is two things. The first one is, I want y'all's take on the Rangers and the possibility of signing Max Fried from the Braves to bring us in another strong starter. And then the other thing is, what do you think the chances are? I know they're probably not high. But what if we traded Parsons for some high capital in the draft this upcoming year, and just say screw it and tank the rest of the season?
I'm with you on that, Cody. I would definitely do that. Max Fried sounds good. I want to spend my money elsewhere than starters, though. I want to think that our starters are probably good for next year.
Yeah, I think they're done spending big money on pitchers. I think you're more likely to re-sign a Nathan Eovaldi than you would to go and bring in Max Fried. Maybe even a trade for Jordan Montgomery to bring him back here if the Diamondbacks are willing to eat some of that and you're able to get him back cheaper. But I'm with you. We've talked about the Micah thing, and it's no disrespect to Micah, but he's your best player. He'd go ahead and net you the best return. I'd love to do that.
Line six.
He got mad at the media for talking like that, too.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Talking about trying to trade me.
Mm.
You got to see that story?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, dude, I would love to see that.
We should get that audio.
Was that on his podcast? Yeah. Was that on the Edge?
Yeah, talking to something like that. About
trade deadline next week.
Yeah, they don't like talking about Michael being traded out to you.
I understand. I wouldn't want to be talked about being traded as a player either. And, no disrespect to him. But our job's on the radio is to talk about, all the options. And, I think if you're in cap issues, you don't necessarily have the championship window open now. Any defensive player in his mid-20s, I think, is liable to get traded off my team because I think you age quickly on defense. And then on top of that, if you're not helping in coverage or against run, like all you do is rush the passer, do we want to make you the highest paid defensive player in the world? You kind of... I don't know. I think there's a very compelling case. I don't think the Cowboys would do it, though. Polo and Garland, you're up next in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I had a car wreck back August 25th, and what's kind of crazy is I went to go see my attorney today, and we were discussing me going to therapy because I'm sick of going to therapy. You know what this guy did? He gave me a bottle of Crown Royal XO of all things to give me. Yeah, seriously. He's like, here, enjoy this, because we got to talk about college football. You guys know I'm passionate about my Longhorns, about my Mustangs, and he was real passionate about Ohio State. I told him, I said, if you guys had Quinn Ewers, you guys would probably suck. Because the dude, Quinn Ewers, don't get me wrong, he's used to throwing the people with Southlake Carroll. Like I told y'all, Arch Manning, New Orleans. So he used to throw the ball to some brothers, people that could run. when Matthew Stafford cast the Harlan Park, going to Georgia, I was like, I want to see you to throw in the black people because, people from Harlan Park, it's maybe two black people living in the whole entire city. And I'm thinking they probably talk like Carlson from Prince Prince. And my thing is this, y'all. I want to send a shout-out to my homeboy Marcus Foster. For the last 4 years, he's invited me to his church. And he gives us Halloween candy. His church gives us Halloween candy. And I can honestly tell that the candy that he's given us was no poison, was no razor blades, and everybody had a good time. And, I love him. So y'all go out to Eastside Church of Christ next year in Garland on Deer Road and Miller. Get y'all kids some candy. Now, my thing is, this SU Mustangs, if Pitt coming to Dallas tomorrow, y'all better stand up, represent, Highland Park, University Park, whatever y'all want to do. But since y'all got some brothers that play for SMU now, all the cheerleaders, I've never seen a black cheerleader there at all. They still doing that thing. Come on, SMU. And I love y'all, Gavin. I love you to death, Woodchuck, Willie Bully. And my boy Lucius. Lucius, do me a favor.
What's up?
Play Don't Disturb This Groove by the System, man. I know you've been jamming. I want you to hear Don't Disturb This Groove by the System, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard Michael McDonald in the background. But I love y'all, Dallas. Bye.
There he goes. Bye. Polo in Garland.
Yeah, what a
Polo.
Beast. He's always bringing the fire.
Quinn Ewers needs to lead those guys a little bit more. Is that what he's saying? That's good. That's funny content. Line 7 is Allen.
He said he don't know how to throw to black people.
Yeah.
Just put it over there in his vicinity. He'll get it. Yeah. Just throw it over there.
Lay it out there.
Throw it up.
Yeah, you can throw it high, too. Line 7 is Allen and Oak Cliff. You're in the Jeep Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Allen?
Yo, what's up, fellas? I'm drinking the Dos Equis, and I'm thinking, so I got a homegirl that teaches abroad in Japan. And the other day, she posted pictures of Japanese citizens in Cowboys gear. And I was like, you know what? That's mission accomplished right there for Jerry. That's what we looking. That's what he's looking for. Not the fact that we can't run the ball, but the fact that he got people over in Japan buying Cowboys gear. So if I'm crazy, tell me I'm crazy.
No, you're on it, Allen. Have a good weekend. You nailed it. We know what Jerry really cares about. Line 8's Mr. Nasty here in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
I'm halfway through a pint of some Don Julio 1942 Don Mio.
Very nice.
Chasing it with a Diet Coke, as always. Got to watch the calories.
There you go.
I want to touch a real sensitive subject here. I feel like, you know, we're all calling. We're all, you know, expressing our feelings about the Cowboys. But we're not expressing our feelings of 11-plus years of Flagtober.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys come out to the community. You always, you know, touch base with the fans. I've went out to greets, and, you know, obviously I didn't make it out this year. I've been busy as hell, but my fiance got out there, got me a flag when Eric showed up to Lowe's.
Let's go.
I got pictures with, you know, Lucius. I got pictures with Gavin. So that leads me to my other point. All summer long, Brian was, you know, trying to sell me on, you know, Larry Allen and Travis Frederick and DeMarco Murray and Rocket Ishmael. And I told him, hey, don't get ahead of yourself. This man got his panties in the wad, and here we are.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Great guy. Love the guy. But the issue is we're not expressing more love to the Mavericks. This is the home of the Cowboys. I understand that.
Yeah.
But this is not the Cowboys' time. Look at the record. Look at what they display on the field. Look at the Cowboys and look at the quarterback and his parties. We got other stuff going on.
Thank you, Nasty. I think that's a heck of a call, and we'll take that under advisement for sure. As we look forward to future show sheets here on the DFW Sports Station.
Dawson's wearing his Maverick shirt today.
That's you right.
Know? I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is.
Right under the champion Rangers World Series shirt.
Yeah, I'm all DFW'd
Hell
up.
Yeah, he is.
Here we go, line 9.
I wish you would have worn some pants. But.
Don't disturb this groove.
Heard that was optional.
It Scott. Is a fun Friday.
Those are Brian's panties.
You're in the nation. What you drinking, what you thinking, bro? Scott?
Shy-oh. I got a Coke 45 lager.
Very lovely. Nice. Yeah.
Damn, Scott.
And it's
custom made.
I'm thinking about the Tolos and how they mistake sometimes y'all's opinions for facts. Y'all with me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you,
yeah,
Scott.
Okay, you know, we hear, you know, Zeke's numbers are down and this sort of thing, and that's fact.
Yep.
And then you say Zeke's washed and he'll be retired next year. That's an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got a lot of listeners. I my truck ain't played music for a long time because I've been hooked. I Tolo.
Thank you.
And these people believe you, but they're mistaking fact for opinion. I wish I would differentiate more between opinion and fact.
Well, I do believe this is a fact and opinion, Scott. That was a terrific phone call, mm-hmm. And we hope you have a great weekend, sir. Salute to you. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has a Friday night edition of LA Live.
For Polo.
I'm so into you. It is so real. Don't disturb this groove.
Hey. Yeah, the Friday vibes, dog. I'm telling you right here. All right, I'm going to turn this down because I got to use the same computer to get my intro going. On a feel-good Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it right after the great Ricky James.
at you, Squares. Squares.
Fire up this funk.
Get good.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
It's Sunday afternoon. Football on TV, pizza on the way. In Massachusetts, smoking a little weed, just enjoying my day. Florida, you can't do this. In my Miami house, you can't do this. Why? Freedom. It's about freedom. Half the states allow this. Legal marijuana. I want to be able to watch football, eat pizza, and smoke. We're all adults here, 21 plus. Make your own decisions. I want to be able to smoke in my house, watching football, eating pizza like a human. I can do it in Massachusetts. Make it legal on ballot day. Vote yes on three in Florida. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, pass that message everywhere, by the way.
He sounds like he's becoming like an old fat New Yorker now.
Dave?
You know? Yeah. He's no longer
young. He's Boston. He's a Boston guy. Okay. You take offense to that.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
You nailed. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
This is LA Live for Friday, November 1st, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Yes, people, we made it. Your 48 hours of liberty is upon us. It starts now. You know the vibes. Avoid the law dogs this weekend. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Speaking of that, did you see that dude on Dallas, Texas TV right off of Katy Trail throwing rocks at cars?
No.
Y'all didn't see that guy?
Let's not be doing that, dude.
100%. Like, I've seen this before, too. Right off of Katy Trail, people throwing rocks. Yeah, dog. Like, in the street.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not even from the Katy Trail. Like, he was walking down in the street throwing rocks at the car right in front of the car. It's amazing. That's crashing out right
now. What happened?
There.
We used to have respect and we would just use eggs.
Thank you.
I mean,
that's the point I was going to make.
Good night.
Don't get angry. Throw the eggs, not the rocks.
Yeah. He didn't hide his hand, though. He stood on out there. He didn't, like, throw up in, you know, the bushes or nothing like that.
Wow, he wanted the smoke.
No, he stood on out there, man.
I think that's a throw and run at least 200 yards in my book.
Exactly.
With an egg.
Yes.
This dude's crazy. Put his name on it and everything.
Yeah, he stood on out there. And I think it's like a thing that's sweeping the nation, throwing rocks at cars.
Great.
Because I've seen another video of a dude in Atlanta, ATL, peace up, A-Town down. He's handicapped, and he's out here throwing rocks at cars, too.
Wow.
And he has no legs. So there is no running. He's just sitting right beside the.
There is no running.
Just no running. He's standing on. Well, he's sitting on business too.
He's sitting on business.
Sympathetic figure.
Did he by chance say trick or treat first?
No. Listen to this, man.
Hey, everybody in here. Be the man. The man that got no legs. What you crying for, bro? Man, you done smacked everybody with a rock. You gotta be chilling, bro. You got two nubs. But you done smacked all these folks down there, bro. But you understand, bro. I don't drive a regular ass car. I drive a high performance car, a Scat. But you know what that is, bro? That car is expensive as bro. You can buy my car. You can buy my car. What the money at? Man, come on. But why you still got the rocks in your hand? Put the rocks down, bro. You done enough damage today, bro. Look at all the rocks you've been throwing.
You got two nubs, bro.
Two nubs.
You got two nubs, bro.
Some of those guys.
That's a rapper name right there.
With the two nubs that have strong arms from the wheelchair so much, and you see them getting a fight, and if they can pull the guy down.
You're in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, fighting a crab man, famous crab man from the fair and whatnot.
He's walking around on his hands. And,
strong.
You know,
he's talking about that Scat, that Dodge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the manager right here at this McDonald's has one of those cars?
No.
It's like a $100,000 car.
Oh, must pay good.
And she has a matching Durango, like the fast version of the Durango, the SRT or whatever it may be.
Hmm.
That is the same paint job and everything, like a custom paint job. It's McDonald's, bro. What's McDonald's doing? Let me find out.
He's selling that number 40, like the pizza place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super happy meal.
Yeah,
there's a little something extra there.
I'm with you.
You know the right number.
Maybe he has a sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's a hell of a sugar daddy. If I still got to go work at McDonald's, would you buy me $100,000 cars?
Yeah,
I got this
mixed up.
It's not adding up.
Yeah.
It's not adding up. All right, I need to clear out this folder real quick on a Friday, man. I've been sitting on this stuff for a long time. The Cholo Girls. I was going to play this at some point this week during the World Series. You know what Cholo Girls are?
Yeah, like Southern California Mexican chicks.
Okay, yeah,
low
yeah.
Riders.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. You're right. Her name be like Sad Girl or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they got like the black makeup on their face.
Yeah.
The black nail polish.
Plaid shirts.
Yeah, we hit the little gang signs on you.
Super tight pants with bandana. Heels on.
They're so sexy to me.
Yeah.
And I respect the culture. Cholo culture out there, the low riders and whatnot. But these girls right here went viral for writing a song for the for the Dodgers. Tell me if you think it's any good.
In LA, repping on stadium way. True blue geared up from the floor up. Dodger players ready to tear it up. Yankees be ready to lose. The boys in blue winning the series, fool. LA, baby. That's right. Rest in peace, Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah. I like the ending.
That was awesome.
You sound sexy. I like the accent.
Yeah. You too. Been out of roll the R's.
No rhyme scheme whatsoever in that jam.
Oh, man.
I also have some news bloopers I've been sitting on for a second. I need to drop these two right here. What is this? Weatherman. I think the words got away from the weatherman.
And we are looking at some below normal temperatures. Below normal temperatures.
Below normal? Might be a new invented word, a temperature.
Hey, temperature. I like that one. This guy had a tough time too.
This Arkansas Land Trust in North Song Wild Bird rehabilitated. I can't say the word.
We live?
Oh, yeah. Crap. Yeah. Let's see what else we got right here. Oh, we got reporters laughing while talking about a guy that was saved from a fiery wreck. Really bad accident. Good Samaritan saved him. The accident is in the background, okay, while these guys are just laughing at this fool.
Sometimes you just need to sit on the beach and think.
You know what? Sometimes we all need that.
A North Carolina man recently met the Good Samaritan who saved his life after a devastating crash earlier this year.
Julian Grace reports how these two men are now building a connection. I'm sorry, I tried to...
It's okay.
Building
a connection after an...
If you want to celebrate Minnesota's budding cannabis industry...
I was going to say...
The budding cannabis industry.
Yeah, sounded like we have a Mad Dog Russo situation going on in there.
Yeah.
Gummies and news.
Yeah, they're trippy. How about this one right here? Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bacon came out this past month.
Okay.
They're reporting it.
I think you'll know a little bit about this, too. A new bacon product might hit the sweet spot.
Hormel is partnering with General Mills breakfast product Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh!
We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was an accident.
It's a family show. Flavor is hand-rubbed in the...
Oh, that is incredible.
That's the English version over there in the UK.
Yeah.
It sounds so good without that beep. You're like, oh, man, that was great. That was great. Here's a news reporter of a certain age. This news reporter right here is a certain age, and she is trying to bring on her guest.
For a preview of the most exciting fall releases, our film critic, Benjamin Edelman.
Okay. Yeah. We have some party gifts for you downstairs.
Benjamin Edelman.
She had to sing-song it a little bit to make it seem less worse than it was.
Hey, they were talking about your boy, Joey Chestnut.
Ooh.
Hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. Joey Jaws, huh?
Joey Jaws. They were talking about Joey Jaws. He made the news.
Well, there's officially a new hot dog eating world record. During a live Netflix special, legendary competitive eater Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs and the buns.
Oh, my.
In just 10 minutes.
But after eating all of those hot dogs, they better clear his house out because he is going to take the biggest nap.
Oh, my.
Biggest nap.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
Never mind.
I think I know what you thought.
I'm glad I didn't say it.
Wow.
Set him
up.
I was
like, holy cow, talk about unprofessional.
Yeah.
Matt,
what'd you think I was going to say?
What did you think I was going to say, girl?
How dare you?
Well done, sir.
Get your mind up
straight
together.
To the network with this one.
Yeah. Here's another station talking about Joey Jaws and his situation.
65 hot dogs, you better win some money. And I mean a pretty penny. Because if I'm shoving all them wieners down me like that.
What?
I'm leaving here with something. Yeah. Coming up after the break.
And I believe that's called an embryo.
Yeah. You definitely are leaving here with something. What else we got right here? Oh, technical difficulties. I think this weatherman was just having a tough time. Listen, he was struggling. Reminds me of Boom Goes the Dynamite guy.
And then Sheldon and Kevin were pretty close for second and third. And then, just not looking too good for me. I think I'm going to have to reconsider where I put my gauge next year. Didn't really pan out to be really too good for, the region. Satellite and radar, not really seeing anything major right now. Mostly cloudy skies, really, for most of the region that has kept temperatures pretty cool for this Labor Day Monday, topping out mostly in uppers. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to try and get my thoughts together here. This is a fun Labor Day Monday. Showers all across the south part of the region right now. Probably not going to make its way into Amarillo really anytime soon. This is the reason why.
Did you hear that swallow?
Yeah, felt like we were in his mouth for a second.
When the edible kicks in, man.
Definitely didn't go to Bob Costas Broadcasting School.
Man, it just got so hot in here, man.
You guys probably saw a lot of that at Broadcasting College, huh? There, UNT.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah,
I mean, one of the worst I ever saw. Now producing the morning show.
Let's go.
Peyton was hilarious, man.
Hey, we have the BBC.
Yep.
BBC10Westworld.com.
Oh, that BBC. Okay. Yeah. Woltruck perked up too a little bit. What'd you say?
No.
Woltruck's three favorite letters.
Where is it? Let me see it. They were here with some.
Where is it?
Where is it? I'll see if it's a BBC.
Let me tell you.
Let me catch a glimpse. Cap.
You tell me what that is before I tell you.
They were here with some technical difficulties.
But before we go, we are going to be showing you some stunning pictures. If you just give me. We'll show you.
Oh no.
Just give me one moment while we deal with this technical difficulty. We will float those stunning pictures at the end of the program, but just going back to the Starliner, they will be returning to Earth later next year in February on the SpaceX back home. Thanks for joining us here on the program.
Yeah. Where the hell's my script?
That music was so intense, dude.
Where are the damn stunning pictures?
It's like a game show. Like, are they going to get it done in time?
They were stunning.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right. So I can delete all of that out the folder unless I find some drops in that.
Dude.
Other than that, that's it. That is an empty folder. I'll be black on Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander. Have a great weekend. Be safe, folks. Please be safe. The life you save may be your own.
Yes, sir.
I holla.
He's in the process, 4 hours down, one to go, flawless, other than the Tim Collins moment earlier, if you were listening to our Nick Harris interview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite jarring.
Stand by for Monday for that one.
Yeah.
I got that saved.
C-Note, 10 storylines for Cowboys-Falcons to send you into week 9. Friday News Dump is coming up at 6:20, and we're back with you here in the G-Bag Nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.